Part 3.
You will hear two students talking to their tutor about a photography assignment.
Right, so do you have any further questions about the trip?
Well, yeah, I was wondering about the weather. They're forecasting a lot of mist.
Well, yes, but I wouldn't worry. In the long run, you'll still get your pictures.
But
you just have to be careful, you know. Experts say there's no such thing as bad weather when it comes to photography.
What about driving rain?
Well, yes, that doesn't make things easy, but it does mean that you need to take the landscape into account. Perhaps to a greater degree than you would normally.
Is that because of shadow and things like that?
Well, you get shadow in good weather.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm really looking forward to photographing the Scots pine trees. I want to make the most of all the stunning reflections in the water.
Just take your time, and you might capture an amazing reflection. You really should profit from this with the water around you.
You were talking last week in your lecture about a piece of equipment called an angle finder, and I've been checking them out on the internet.
Uh-huh. It's a clever little device, particularly useful if you're down on your knees trying to get really close to something in the grass, like an insect or bird.
I've got one, actually. And what's great about it is that it prevents neck pain, because it's like a periscope on a submarine. You can lie down and look through it without hurting your neck.
Definitely worth buying, then.
Now, is there anything else?
Well, I've been looking at some wildlife paintings by Scottish artists. I thought they might help me get ideas.
That's a good suggestion.
Some designers can be helpful too. They can help give you ideas about camera angles and how you use natural light.
I'll look into that. One other thing. I know you said we should consider matters related to conservation when we choose a scene to photograph.
I made that point because, well, images like the ones you're going to take can sometimes reveal some of the conservation problems faced by species and habitats. It's just something to bear in mind.
Now listen again.
Right, so do you have any further questions about the trip?
Well, yeah, I was wondering about the weather. They're forecasting a lot of mist.
Well, yes, but I wouldn't worry. In the long run, you'll still get your pictures.
But
you just have to be careful, you know. Experts say there's no such thing as bad weather when it comes to photography.
What about driving rain?
Well, yes, that doesn't make things easy, but it does mean that you need to take the landscape into account. Perhaps to a greater degree than you would normally.
Is that because of shadow and things like that?
Well, you get shadow in good weather.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm really looking forward to photographing the Scots pine trees. I want to make the most of all the stunning reflections in the water.
Just take your time, and you might capture an amazing reflection. You really should profit from this with the water around you.
You were talking last week in your lecture about a piece of equipment called an angle finder, and I've been checking them out on the internet.
Uh-huh. It's a clever little device, particularly useful if you're down on your knees trying to get really close to something in the grass, like an insect or bird.
I've got one, actually. And what's great about it is that it prevents neck pain, because it's like a periscope on a submarine. You can lie down and look through it without hurting your neck.
Definitely worth buying, then.
Now, is there anything else?
Well, I've been looking at some wildlife paintings by Scottish artists. I thought they might help me get ideas.
That's a good suggestion.
Some designers can be helpful too. They can help give you ideas about camera angles and how you use natural light.
I'll look into that. One other thing. I know you said we should consider matters related to conservation when we choose a scene to photograph.
I made that point because, well, images like the ones you're going to take can sometimes reveal some of the conservation problems faced by species and habitats. It's just something to bear in mind.